Now, six higher education institutes have joined forces to support unrepresented groups in attending higher education through a new campaign called Your Place Is Here. And on the phone now, I have Anna Kelly from UCD, who's going to tell us all about it. Hello, Anna, how are you?
Hello, Adrian. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you on behalf of the six higher education institutions. And while I work for UCD, I am the chair of the steering group, the PAT steering group, when we're a cluster of six higher education institutions, which include Trinity, Dunleary Institute of Art, Design and Technology, Merino Institute of Education, the National College of Art and Design, and Trinity College in Dublin, and the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. So we have a long tradition in access for underrepresented groups. But we have decided to work together and pool our resources and to create this campaign to let the people of Dublin know that there are all sorts of opportunities available across our six colleges.
Yes, and the PATH programme has been going for some time, the PATH being the Programme for Access to Higher Education. And now this is a new thing. So tell us about this campaign. What's involved?
The PATH programme is an initiative by government and it's managed by the Higher Education Authority, who awarded us funding 3 years ago for our campaign, which was successful, to create additional opportunities and to work together. So, for example, for the past 3 years, we have been developing, I suppose, signature events and signature projects. And some of those signature projects are around, for example, we have the Creative Arts Summer School. Indeed, it's summer school and a spring school. And the National College of Art and Design, NCAD, leads that, where underrepresented groups of all ages, from secondary school children right up to adults in their 60s, 70s, 80s and beyond, get an opportunity to experience a little taste of what the arts contains. That includes fine arts, literature, dance, all sorts of creative events. So that's one signature event. Others that we run, for example, we have Open Learning, which is managed by UCD. And that gives an opportunity to learners from all over the city to engage in a little piece of learning. So to do a module, as we call them, in college. So, for example, you might have had a lifelong interest in history and you could do that. Or you might have a lifelong interest in mental health and you could take a module on that. So there are all sorts of opportunities.
Now, you say that there's six higher education institutions. Yes. Now, I'm interested when you say the Royal College of Surgeons are involved because, yes, you know, a person in their 50s can't really go back now to college to become a doctor. So what would that entail?
Well, all six colleges and RCSI, the Royal College of Surgeons, is the latest college to join us and they are part and parcel of all of the initiatives. So all of the initiatives are available throughout the six colleges. I say the mentoring, which Trinity leads, the Creative Arts School, which NCAD leads, Dublin Learning Cities, which Merino and Dunleary Institute of Art, Design and Technology lead. And that's around giving all sorts of opportunities. So if a person in their 50s decides that they might like to go to college, never had the opportunity, for example, might like to dip their toe in the water and can attend a little piece of learning and see what college is like and see all of the supports that we have that are available throughout the universities. And you mentioned medicine, for example, and there are all sorts of pathways available to students who want to study medicine. For example, there's the HEAR program, which is a specific program for school leavers from disadvantaged areas, and places are reserved on medicine courses for students who use that pathway. And those places would be reserved in Trinity, they're reserved in UCD, and they're reserved in the RCSI, the Royal College of Surgeons.
So when you're saying they're getting a taster, can people actually go back and do a full degree in something?
Absolutely, and we would love to see them. Absolutely love to see them. And in fact, you may know that this year there has been a significant increase in the number of older students applying to the CAO, mature students as we call them, and they're students who are over 23 who can come in the mature pathway, and they study on a full-time basis in many colleges.
And then what happens with fees? Are they helped with fees or what happens there?
Again, there are various schemes in various colleges, but I suppose the fundamental support is available through SUSE. So if a student, be it a younger student or an older student, and qualifies from a lower a low-income household, they can apply to SUSE. That's the Universal Support Scheme. And address the issue of their fees and how and the various supports, financial supports they can get from SUSE. In addition to that, various colleges have other supports. But I suppose the really innovative support, financial support that the HEA has awarded us through this PATH initiative is the 1916 bursaries, and they are bursaries which are available to us, to the student, and they're to a maximum of 5,000 euro, and they cover cover each year of education. So that's a very significant financial support.
And how do they go through SUSE for that as well? Is it?
No, they don't. They not yet. We hope in the longer term that they will go through SUSE. But we have a whole publicity campaign that is managed by the six colleges as well. And we will have a publicity campaign and we'll be announcing the details in a short while. I suppose for your listeners, it's important to, there's a lot of information and no doubt they would like to consider it all in their own good time. So the place to look at is our website. It's www.dublinlearningcitiesallonword.ie. So if they go onto that website, they will see all the information about the PATH programme, and there will be links to the various colleges and all the information that they require.
Now, can I just ask, when it says that you're supporting the underrepresented groups, like, what about somebody who's gone through a working life and has gone down a work path that they never really wanted to go down, you know, and may have because of not having the fees, not being able to pay their parents, not being able to put them through college, and then they find themselves in their 40s or whatever, and they would have loved to have done something different. Are they an underrepresented you know, or if somebody just even wants to change career, what are the stipulations? How do you qualify?
The underrepresented groups, Adrian, are a list of groups drawn up by the Higher Education Authority based on evidence and statistics of the groups of students who have difficulty getting to college, either when they left school, perhaps they left school early, as you say, went to work. So they are, for example, typical mature students such as you described that maybe left school early, maybe didn't finish, maybe did finish and couldn't afford to go and went to work. And they are part of our target group. Students with disabilities are part of our target group. Students who live in who attend DESH schools who are from what is called disadvantaged areas. Lone parents, for example. People who have newly arrived into the country have refugee status. All of those groups are target groups within the Irish higher education system. And we are trying to create additional paths, and that's why the programme is called the PATH programme, trying to create additional paths for people who in the past have found it difficult to attain their aspiration of going to college.
Yes. Well, it's a fantastic programme. And, you know, just even looking at some of the testimonies from some of the people, you know, it's amazing how it has just changed people's lives. People who never thought it was possible that they would ever get to Trinity you know, and then to come out the other end and to have that whole college experience and come out the other end with something that they really want to do that they never thought they'd be able to. It's a lovely program. And I suppose
we really hope the message goes out to all of those potential students of whatever age, that their place, if they would like a place in higher education, that they should log on to our website and look at all the options that are available in our 6 partner colleges. There are wonderful opportunities for a little taste of education, or indeed to take a full degree, and we would love to see them.
Yes, as you say, they could just take a taster and see what's available. But everything is up there on dublinlearningcity.ie.
dublinlearningcity.ie, that's our website. So you will find all the information there about all our programmes, our projects and our 6 partner colleges.
Fantastic. It's a great initiative, and I'm sure an awful lot of people will take it up. And
yes,
keep us informed, let us know how things are progressing, and as you say, when new things are coming on board, and we'll let our listeners know. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much for your interest, Adrian.
Not at all. Thanks so much, Anna, for joining me this morning. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, and as you heard there, you can get on to dublinlearningcity.ie and check out what's available and what you need to do, because you can take a taster or you can go and do a degree. You can do whatever you like there and see whether you qualify for any of the funding there. And now we're going to take a quick break.